The Alaska Railroad is among a few across the country seeking first-ever approval to transport liquefied natural gas. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Alaska Railroad Vice President of Business Management and Corporate Affairs Wendy Linskook says an application is being filed this week with the Federal Railroad Administration.
Seeking an approval to haul liquefied natural gas in what we call ISO tanks or ISO containers. Those ISO containers would be filled with LNG, put onto flat cars, and then moved to Fairbanks.
Linskook says the Alaska Railroad began looking into moving natural gas from Anchorage to Fairbanks via rail, following interest from producers and potential shippers. Getting gas to Fairbanks by train has been attracting attention in recent weeks since Governor Bill Walker refocused the state-backed Interior Energy Project on Cook Inlet gas and pointed to rail as his preferred means for moving the resource north. Federal coordinator for Alaska Gas Line Projects Larry Persley says transporting gas by train is a new concept driven by growing demand across the country.
To get it to customers where there's no pipeline access. It's probably more economical, smaller volumes, moving it by rail, moving it by truck.
Persley lists Lower 48-based railroads Burlington Northern Santa Fe, Union Pacific, and Florida East Coast Railway as also seeking federal approval to move LNG by train. The Alaska Railroad's Linskook says transporting LNG by truck may be a better first step until the Fairbanks gas market matures.
As the volume grows to certain levels, it becomes more economic to ship by rail than it would by truck.
Linskook expects it to take 3 to 6 months for the Federal Railroad Administration to rule on the request. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.